The Fuller Public Library in Hillsborough hosts book groups, a story hour for preschoolers, and the occasional knitting workshop. Also on the calendar this month, an hour-long presentation on the Affordable Care Act.
Tonight, this is probably going to feel like you're drinking from a fire hose. There's a lot of information, and there's some things that are still yet to be announced.
Kelly Clark is state director for AARP. She runs through a slideshow for a group of about two dozen residents. It touches on all the main points of the law, the exchanges, the mandates, subsidies, and Medicaid. AARP is putting on 25 of these events at libraries and churches. Clark says they've been well received, even if she can't answer every question.
We don't have all the definitive answers, so sometimes we just don't have the information because we're in some ways, you know, building the bridge as we're walking over it at the same time. So that can be a little bit frustrating for people.
AARP isn't the only one out there fielding questions. Insurance department officials are also hitting the road. They've put on events aimed at brokers, doctors, and providers, and small business presentations. There's also this radio ad from NH Voices for Health geared toward families.
I'm Marcy. I'm a working mom from Portsmouth. Like so many of you, health insurance has been out of reach for my family for too long. That's why I'm excited that things are changing for the better.
But compared to other states, New Hampshire's education campaign is pretty low-key. There's no local musician-led push like in Oregon.
Happy and strong, live long in Oregon. Long live.
And no Paul Bunyan on water skis like in Minnesota. New Hampshire's effort may soon get more horsepower, including $5 million worth of federal money. The grant had been blocked by Republicans, but the insurance department found a way to redirect the funds, and Boston-based Public Consulting Group will now coordinate a statewide marketing and education campaign. Aaron Holman with PCG says it may seem like New Hampshire's behind schedule, but
really the important thing to note in all this is that, you know, October 1 is kind of the start line, definitely not the finish line. We've got time to get folks educated.
But critics of the law, like Republican Senator Andy Sanborn, predict the end result of all the marketing and the new health law itself will only be more confusion and frustration.
I think we're going to have an exceptionally difficult next 12 months with people not really understanding all of the requirements and all the mandates and now the limitations of implementing the ACA. People are going to be upset.
At the AARP event in Hillsborough, Gene Moore isn't upset. The 68-year-old came to learn more about a law that won't even directly affect him.
I personally don't need it. I get VA coverage and my wife's on Medicare. But like a good dad, I want somebody to ask Dad, what do? Who do you call? So I have a notebook and I write all the answers.
And he offers this advice for those still with questions.
Just keep looking. If you don't ever find it, then you never found it, but you know you did your part.
Some Obamacare wisdom from Gene Moore, Hillsborough, New Hampshire. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.